Mokarun saab, we're coming back to you, and obviously the difficulties that the students are facing. Mawlana, what was Borana Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi's sifat as an ustad?
Mawlana, you know, I think Mawlana had a very soft spot for talaba, for students. He was very tough on the outside, but I think, you know, his toughness already was with ikhlas. And that is why the students, well, most of them, inshallah, they still look up to him, and they really appreciate, you know, that tarbiyah that he made of them. We, as the staff of the madrasa, we would have really a hard time with him in the boardroom, going through the examination results. For Maulana to see a student failing or, you know, being put back was something very, very difficult. He would give us a hard time with that. He would say that, look, please, can't you help him? Can't you supplement, give him some supplementary lessons? Can you progress him? And he would plead with us that, look, try and progress him, inshallah. We would say, Mawlana, but the student is very, very weak. He would say, look, please, let him go forward, inshallah. With that imam on his head, he'll have some sense of responsibility.
Love.
He'll do some kind of khidmat. Please, you know, and out of the boardroom, he would have a fight with the student. He would say, you know what, I hang my neck for you. And you make sure you start studying now. I've just hung my neck in the boardroom, and please, I'm begging you. And sometimes you would look, and you would, you know, be behind them, and to see that they would, you know, go to the study. So as far as a ustad is concerned, well, he for the last many years he was not teaching academically. He was just having one sabak a week in the Dora class. A few abwab in Bukhari, but he was very, very compassionate to students, and he always wanted that, you know, the students to progress. That was one. Number two was that his approach with the students, his sakhawat with the student also was unique. You know, many a times he used to leave his car deliberately open, and students would even help themselves from his car. And he would say, no, don't worry, y'all are my children, it's okay, it's fine. And that was the kind of approach that he had with students. His initial, when he was in the teaching seat, alhamdulillah, to Al-Malana's hands, many, many good Hufaz graduated, who are, you know, leading Taraweeh in the different masajid. And I feel, Mawlana, even if one student is kamyab and one student is successful, Mawlana's akhirat, inshallah, will be made.
Definitely. We have two callers on the line. Mm-hmm. Call in the number one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam. Well, I got cut off while I was talking.
Sorry, Mawlana, you got cut off and you were giving a story about that. Jibra, you can carry on, Anka.
Just give me a start where I stopped when I cut off.
I don't know, but maybe you can just give us your closing remarks with regard
to... My closing remarks, alhamdulillah, I wanted to tell you that, you know, on behalf of the entire Akku family of Peter Maritzburg, we really, really have lost a friend, a brother, a ustad, a teacher. He's helped a lot of us, me, myself, my cousins, all of us have really learned a lot from Mawlana in the days and our association with Mawlana. And we like to retreat to Mufti Saab and to Mawlana Mufti Zakaria Saab, that even though Papa is not around, Allah will keep us well, and we're still here. Anytime you need anything, our entire family is always ready, like we always did and we always will do, inshallah.
JazakAllah so much. We have another call on the line. Call us. Salam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum to Mawlana Harun Dumasa.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just want to highlight one important aspect with regards to Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi. In the old madrasa, Mawlana, one morning, he gathered the students, a few students, and he made mention of a dream that he had seen. And the interpretation of that dream, or the dream, was regarding milk and machinery in the madrasa. And Mawlana Rahmatullahi gave the interpretation of the dream, and he says, this will be knowledge. And he says, inshallah, the time will come when deen will spread from this place. And this was many years ago, in the year 95 or so. And alhamdulillah, after 20 years, 21 years, we see this knowledge flowing from Camperdown. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate Mawlana rahmatullahi's status. And again, like that, there are so many incidents that we can highlight of Mawlana rahmatullahi, that it was not only the ta'aleem of the children or the students that came to his Darul Uloom. but it was also the tarbiyah that when we come out from the Darulum, you must be an ambassador for deen. And at that time, Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali was very, very staunch on the sunnah of wearing the turban of the students. That even a student was not allowed to be in the classroom, in the his class, without a turban. That, and Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali's concern for takbir-e-ula, for the students to read salah in the first half, and things like that. All we can say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the students sabr jameel, give the asatis of the madrasa sabr, and Allah ta'ala give Mawlana Zakaria Desai sahab dama barakatuhum the strength to take up the work of his respected father rahmatullahi alayhi.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah, salam wa rahmatullah. Coming to a closure to the first hour, we have about 5 minutes. Perhaps Mawlana can give us his final concluding sentiments for this hour, and inshallah in the next hour we speak to Hazrat Mufti Minti sahab.
Yes. Mawlana, inshallah, I'd like to conclude on just two or three points. Number one is that we request all the listeners of this program to make dua for the incoming principal, new principal, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Zakaria sahab. Salamahu Allah ta'ala wa afahu. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali had great aitimad and trust on him. And in the last 2-3 years, Hazrat Mawlana had basically handed over all the Intizami responsibilities to him and his team, Mufti Muhammad Kadwa sahab and the other asatis of the madrasa. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his task easy. Last week, the shura had selected Mufti Zakaria sahab as the new muhtamim of the madrasa. Our du'as are for him and we request du'as from everyone.
Ameen.
Allah make his task very, very easy. It is a great task on his shoulders. And inshallah, with the du'as of the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him to continue with this great work and khidmat of deen. My second concluding remark is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed our country with abundance of madaris. But the sad truth is that we see a big drop in the number of our local students when it comes to studying deen, especially in the madaris. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen South Africa at this point in time for the spread of knowledge. And most of our wealth or amal is going out of the country. I request our local students as well to take interest. After all, the madaris and the ulama are a means of security for our deen. They are security for our deen, our qabr and our akhirat. We request our local students also to be active in joining up with the madaris, wherever they are comfortable with. So inshallah, this ilm and knowledge can continue. We don't want to see a state where outside foreign students or students from outside the country are benefiting more and the local students are not having this opportunity. It is a great fortune and khush kismati for a student to be studying deen. And we encourage our local students to be active in this and take part in that. And finally, it is my personal request for all those that are listening. If there was anyone that Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, if they feel that Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali maybe did not fulfill their rights, I humbly request you to forgive him, to pardon him, and inshallah, get a better return for that from the treasures and the rahmat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forgive Hazrat Mawlana for the sake of Allah, and inshallah, Allah will reward you from his khazana and from his treasures. Jazakumullahu khair.
Jazakumullahu khair, Mawlana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take yourself in the madrasa from strength to
strength. Allahumma ameen, ameen.
Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Respected listeners, I have so much to share with you. I would like to read one WhatsApp message. Then, inshallah, this comes from Mawlana Abdul Shakur. Today, we buried one of our teachers in South Africa, Mawlana Madani Damat Barakatuhum, the principal and the founder of Madrasa in Amiya. He taught me some of the last parts of the Sahih Bukhari. He was always kind and concerned about my well-being. I still remember one day out of the blue, he saw me heading to class. He called me over to his car discreetly. He pulled out a couple of 100 rands and he said, buy something nice for you and the family. May Allah bless his soul. People from all over the country came to his janazah. He was buried on the madrasa grounds exactly as he always wanted to be. May Allah flood his grave with light. Ameen. We take a quick air break, but before we do that, we listen to the voice of Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Mahmood Madani, Jaisa Isaab Rahmatullahi Alayhi.
आपसे कौन सवाल कर सकेगा क्यों कबूल किया खुदा या कबूल कर अल्लाह ये बहुत मुबारक वक्त है कि अल्लाह तू दुआ कबूल फरमाता है। इस वक्त हम आपसे दरख्वास्त करते हैं कि हमें अपनी दीन के लिए कबूल फरमा ले कबूल फरमा ले ए अल्लाह कबूल फरमा ले हमारी पेशानी के बाल को पकड़ पकड़ कर दीन की तरफ हमें खींच ले खैर की तरफ खींच ले ए अल्लाह भलाई की तरफ खींच ले और ए अल्लाह अपने फजल करम से हम सबको अपने नेक बंदों में शामिल फरमा दे और ए अल्लाह हमारे असातिज़ा इकराम को बेहतरीन गदा नसीब फरमा दे जिसकी जरिए से और जिन रास्तों से और जिन लोगों से तेरा नाम और तेरा दीन हमने सिखा है सबको बेहतरीन गदा नसीब फरमा दे। जनाब रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को साहब इकराम को ताबीन की ताबीन को तबे ताबीन को ए अल्लाह मुहद्दिसीन फुकहा उलमा को और ए अल्लाह हमारे असातिज़ा को और ए अल्लाह अपने करम से हमारे मशाइख को ए अल्लाह जिन रास्तों से हमने तेरे नाम और तेरे दीन सिखा है ए अल्लाह अपने करम से सबकी मगफिरत फरमा सबकी मगफिरत फरमा तो जिंदा है कि ए अल्लाह सारे को ताजर कायम फरमा तो इंतकाल कर चुके हैं कि कब्रों को मुनव्वर फरमा इनके दर्जात को बुलंद फरमा तेरी तरफ से बेहतरीन जदा नसीब फरमा और ए अल्लाह जो मांगना चाहिए था और ना मांग सके वो भी हमें अता फरमा और जिन चीजों ने पना मांगनी चाहिए था ए अल्लाह ना मांग सके ऐसे हमें सबको महफूज फरमा दे और ए अल्लाह हमें सबको ईमान कामिल नसीब फरमा ए अल्लाह मौत तक ईमान पर हमें रख और ए अल्लाह जब उठे भी उमरान वालों के साथ उठा जनाब रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के झंडे के नीचे हमें उठा और ए अल्लाह के साथ जन्नत के अंदर माइय तसीब फरमा ए अल्लाह जो अल्लाह तेरे रास्ते में जहाँ जहाँ भी लग रहे काम कर रहे जिस नौयत से काम कर रहे चाहे जमात हो जमीयत हो तंजीम हो मदारिस हो मकासिब हो खानकाहें सबको कबूल फरमा सबको इखलास नसीब फरमा सबको तरक्की नसीब फरमा और सब कामों के अंदर हमें हिस्सा लेने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा ये अल्लाह हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सबके तुफैल से जो हमने मांगा हमें अता फरमा दे।
Respected listeners, what an emotional first hour, and obviously that was the voice of Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Madani Desai Rahimahullah. Before we go to our guest this evening, Mufti Yaqub Minti, who is a brother-in-law, inshallah, I have quite a few SMSs I would like to call, read to you quickly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I used to travel with Maulana to perform Taraweeh. Respected Maulana and I used to travel daily to go and perform Taraweeh far and wide. Daily traveling approximately 80 kilometers back and forth, this occurred for many years, and Maulana used to make a lot of sacrifice in the month of Ramadan. Maulana encouraged me to wear a turban, and I am wearing it now for the last 16 years. Salams, my family had made a lot of sacrifice for the madrasa. Maulana's family had made a lot of sacrifice for the madrasa. I remember Appa cooking every day from Richmond. Once they were involved in an accident where Appa was seriously hurt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Appa sabra jameel. Ameen. Salam, I just want to say I really miss Maulana Madani rahimahullah. He was like a father to me, my friend. I became close to him. I wanted to leave the madrasa after I finished his. He sat with me in his office and he begged me not to leave. He then said I must help my ustaz Qadi Nazir sahab in the youth class, which I did. He was always there for me to give advice. He used to take us for tea and ice cream, just to make us happy. He used to come to my house also. What he never did for us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for everything he done for us. And this is from Qasim Hansbai. We have a few WhatsApp messages that I would like to read as well. The person is saying that, my name is Rashid Ahmed Musaji, and thereafter Maulana had sent him, he said, Assalamu alaikum. As today marks 1 year since the tragedy struck our family, I relive the role you played in attending to the welfare of my family. Words will never be able to do justice in expressing gratitude. And thereafter, Maulana says, may Allah Pak make us all sidqa jariya for our loved ones, especially our parents. This was after Moli Zakaria's in-laws had passed on. Another message coming on, I was a student of Hazrat Maulana. When I entered the Darul Uloom, it was 95 and I was 9 years old. I remember how Hazrat Maulana looking after me just like my dad would. When I completed it, I wanted to stay home. Hazrat Maulana drove to Durban, spoke to my mom, and made sure I come back. The best moment of my entire studying history was that moment when Hazrat Maulana and I were sitting in the car coming to the Uloom. He was our leader, our father and friend. In 95, we used to make wudu outside in the cold. Many of us complained, but Hazrat always stood firm and he gave us encouragement. Those early years, it was a rule that every morning we would walk from the Uloom to the shop street and further, and Hazrat Maulana would walk with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Maulana's qabr with nur. Ameen, inshallah. We have on the line with us Hazrat Mufti Yaqub Minti, the brother-in-law of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, in the first just over half an hour of the program, we've had some amazing qualities of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud rahimahullah with regards to the teaching and the Darul Uloom, etc. Your interaction with Maulana was a little bit different, more of a personal nature, married to two sisters, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the entire family.
Ameen.
Was this up your getting to know Maulana or your interaction with Maulana? Maybe you want to give us an introduction to that, and from there we could take the discussion on the life of Maulana forward.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونشكره ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected listeners, I met Hazrat Maulana Marhum Rahmatullah Ali for the first time in Pakistan when he was studying there and I was studying in India. Our interaction as brother-in-laws was in 1982 when I married Apa's sister and we became brother-in-laws. This was the relationship we had between the two of us was not of a nature of brother-in-laws, but it was a brother relationship that we had. Hazrat Maulana had a lot of fikr for me, and during the last 6 months, Hazrat Maulana looked after me as I was his own brother. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Alayh was born in the year 1953 in July in Medina Munawwara during the Hajj journey of his parents. In those times, the Hajis from South Africa used to go from Ramadan and they used to stay for a period of 4 months. It was during this long journey of his parents that Maulana was born in Medina Munawwara. Therefore, he was known as Madani. While on this journey, before I speak about the journey, I need to mention the importance of parents in one's life. Hazrat Maulana's parents were such examples that only they made the tarbiyah of Hazrat Maulana in the way that all these qualities we hear of Hazrat Maulana today. Maulana's father was Haji Ahmad Desai, Rahmatullahi Alayh, a very close family member of the Madanis. He was linked to Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, and thereafter to Maulana Asad Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayh. And when the Madanis like Maulana Arshad Madani and them come to South Africa, they are always the guests of Hazrat Maulana's family. Maulana's mother, her name is Maryam. She is approximately 92 years old, a very pious lady, a pious woman. Up to now, she completes a Quran every 3 to 10 days at this age. And the tarbiyah of Maulana was from such parents, Haji Ahmad Desai and Maryam Bibi Desai. Haji Ahmad Desai did the work of Dawat and Tabligh long before many of us thought people are doing the work, like Bhai Padia, Rahmatullahi Alayh, and even before that, Maulana's father, Haji Ahmad Desai, was involved in the work. Maulana used to say his birthplace was close to the home of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, which at that time was in front of the Haram. Now it is part of the Haram. On this Hajj journey of Maulana's parents when he was born in 1953, with Maulana's parents in Hajj was Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Ali from Durban, Maulana Musa Samrodi from the Markaz Rahmatullah Ali, Haji Qasim Ahmad Kadwa, is the dada of Mufti Muhammad Kadwa, and they were part of Maulana's parents during the Hajj journey. Maulana's name Mahmood was given by Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullahi Alayhi. That is the family background of Hazrat Maulana. Maulana has five brothers and four sisters. The eldest sister of Maulana is married to Maulana Yusuf Tutla, Damat Barakatuhum. Maulana's initial education of Maktab began in his hometown, Richmond. Amongst his teachers in Richmond were Sheikh Chacha and Maulana Yusuf Umarwadi. He was a very famous ustad in Pietermaritzburg. Maulana started the hifz of the Holy Quran by his mother, Muhtarama Maryam Desai, and he completed a few para after Maulana Yusuf Umarwadi took over from his mother, and Maulana completed 15 paras of the Holy Quran in Richmond. In 1964, Hazrat Maulana then proceeded to Mia's farm and remained there till 1969 for 5 years. During this period, Maulana completed 15 paras in 6 months and thereafter made door. Among the group leaders in Mia's farm was our Amir of the Jamiat, Jamiat Ulama South Africa, Maulana Abbas Jina Saab, Damat Barakatuhum. Maulana had a lot of respect for Maulana Abbas Saab, and he would always tell us that he was like a ustad to him.
Mufti Saab, before we carry on, we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana Aku Saab, jazakallah for joining us this evening. Your input to our program, inshallah.
I was just enjoying listening to Mufti Yaqub Saab speaking on my beloved Ustad,
rahimahullah.
You know, I share the same sentiments that what Maulana has been reading out from all the messages that have been coming through of all the other students of Maulana Mahmood Madni, rahimahullah, that Maulana was most definitely like a father figure to each and every one of us. And I remember the day walking into the madrasa as a young child, ignorant of so many aspects of deen. Yes, we had been through the maktab system of learning the basics of Islam, but real exposure to deen only came to us when we entered that madrasa. And Maulana was an absolute loving person to each and every one of us. And the same sentiments that all the other students have spoken about the love that Maulana would give. And whenever we would all have the thoughts of leaving the madrasa and going back home, Maulana would encourage us and Maulana would speak to us and shower us with love and really be that father figure to each and every one of us. You know, Maulana, over the last 10 days, all those memories run through your mind of the first jalsas that would happen in that madrasa. We have, mashallah, Mufti Yaqub Saab on air, and I still remember clearly there was a jalsa that had taken place in 1997. It was a Sira jalsa that had taken place in the madrasa. It was a huge jalsa. It was over so many hours. And that was the first time I'd really seen a gathering of that nature in my life. And I can still remember Mufti Yaqub Saab's bayan on the Sira of the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as students, you know, our heart aches. And my message would be to all other students out there in the world, all the talaba of the world, that love your ustads, appreciate them. And those of us who are fortunate enough to still have our ustads alive, keep that taluk and that relationship with your teachers. Because when the sore moment comes of separation, then you're left with regret and you're left with remorse that if only I could have had one more opportunity of speaking to my ustad, if only I could have had one more opportunity of taking their du'as. Instead of being left with those regrets, my advice would be to every single student out there. And when I say students, Maulana, I'm referring to every one of us, even those that might not be active in the field of teaching, etc. Even those people who might not be huffaz and ulama, but every one of us have attended a maktab. We've learned by an apa, we've learned by a Maulana. There was somebody that taught us Quran, there was somebody that taught us some part of our deen. those are your teachers, those are your spiritual parents. We need to keep dialogue with them, we need to value them, because as I mentioned, when that moment of separation comes, you don't want to be left with that regret, which people like myself in particular are left with, that if only we could have had a stronger relationship, if only we could have had more interaction. Unfortunately, those are difficulties and challenges that we now have to live with. But you know, Maulana Mahmood Madani Rahimahullah, from the first day I walked into that madrasa, it was his dream and his ambition, and he told me that I want you to become an alim. I don't count myself as anything. I know I've definitely not lived up to that expectation. But on the basis of that dua of his, I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a reality. And may Allah make that a means of Mawlana's maghfirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannah. And really our heart goes out to the entire family. Mufti Zakaria, his beloved son, his entire family, all of them, our hearts go out to them and our du'as are with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Mawlana's qabr with nur and grant him the highest of stages in Jannah. And for the rest of our life, every one of us are really indebted to Mawlana's efforts for the wealth of knowledge that he had given us, for the sip of the fountain of goodness that he allowed us to drink from.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Mufti Minti Sahab, please do carry on. Mufti Sahab was speaking about...
I was speaking about Niyaz Farm.
Ji.
Maulana completed his hips, and his group leader was Maulana Abbas Jina Sahab, who is the present Amir of our Jamiat.
Yes.
And Maulana connected to him. I still remember whenever Maulana came to the Transvaal in those times, up to the death of Hazrat Maulana Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Mia Rahmatullah Alayh, it was necessary for him and incumbent upon him to go and visit Hazrat Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He made all his mashwara with him, and he kept up with his ustad right till the last. When he brought his son, Hazrat Zakaria, Muhammad Zakaria, his son, to Azadville to study, he first took him to his ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, and he asked him to make dua for him before he takes him to the Darul Uloom. Maulana had great respect for his asatiza. In the year 1970, Hazrat Maulana left for India with his elder brother, Haji Qasim Desai. In those times, there were two ships that used to sail, Kampala and Karanja. So Maulana went on the Kampala, together with him on the ship was Hafiz Yusuf Desai, Mahmud Bai Hospital from Greytown, Yusuf Sarid. And on the ship with Maulana on that trip in 1970 was Maulana Suleiman Ganchi Rahmatullah Alayh as well. After 21 days in Karachi, then to Bombay, in 1970 Maulana spent his first 40 days in Jamaat with Yusuf Bhai Taxiwala, who was a famous Jamaat worker. After that, Maulana traveled to his home village in Gujarat, Tarkeshwar. And there he took enrollment in the famous Darul Uloom Falah ad-Darain to do door. His imtihan was taken by Maulana Abdullah Kapotri, Damat Barkatuhum, who then admitted him into the class of Maulana Musa Desai. And Maulana did door there for an entire year. And after the year had completed, Maulana even read the Tarawih Salat at the Juma Masjid in Tarkeshwar. The very same year, in 1970, after completing the door at Faraz Darain, Maulana left for Nizamuddin in Delhi. From Nizamuddin, he spent some time in the company of Hazrat Sheikhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullahi, at the age of 17. During his stay in Saharanpur, Hazrat Maulana requested Bayi and at the hands of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi. And it was the habit of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi not to accept the bait for students. However, Hazrat Maulana requested again and again. Hazrat Sheikh said, "I do not make bait to students." Hazrat Maulana then went back to him and said, "I wish to be in your du'as." After 3 days, Hazrat Sheikh, one day after Asr, unexpectedly called out, "Where is Maulana Yusuf Tutla's brother-in-law? Call him here." Hazrat Maulana presented himself. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh spread his hand, stretched his hand towards Hazrat Maulana, took his hand and made bad to Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Rahmatullah Alayh. This was after the old masjid in Saharanpur. Hazrat Maulana was only 17 years old when he became bad to Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh. After spending time in Saharanpur during the same year, Hazrat Maulana returned to Bombay, and with his elder brother Haji Qasim Desai, they travelled to Jeddah with the Indian Hujjaj for Hajj. On the ship, while they were going for Hajj, they were blessed in the company of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib and Haji Fazle Karim, who was a Jamaat worker from Gujarat, one of the elders. They travelled to Medina Munawwara. Maulana was fortunate. He used to always say that the first person who taught me the adab of Medina Munawwara with love and compassion was Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. That year, Hazrat Maulana made Hajj in the company of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Haroon, who is the son of Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ahmad Lad Sahib, Maulana Ubaidullah, Maulana In'amul Hasan Sahib, Munshi Sahib, and the entire kafla that came from Nizamuddin. This was Maulana's first Hajj in the company of the Akabirin. After Hajj in the same year, 1970, Hazrat Maulana started his studies in Faisalabad, in Pakistan. And he started his Alim course at the Madrasa of Mufti Zainul Abidin, Rahmatullah Alayh. After travelling by ship to Karachi, from there by train to Faisalabad, Hazrat Maulana started Talim in the year 1970. In 1971, it was a difficult period in the life of Hazrat Maulana, because he was not so well versed in the Urdu language, and it was difficult for him to study. He then said to Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib that when Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayh learned about this, he brought him home and told him, "I am your father and I will look after you." He took him as his own son. After 1 week, Hazrat Maulana was getting bored. Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah Alayh started to teach him Kitabun Nahwa, Kitabun Sarf, and the first year Kitabs. After a few days, Mufti Zainul Abidin called Maulana Jamal Ahmad, who was a ustad in the beginning Kitabs, and also in ustad of Mishkat Sharif, take Maulana's imtihan. He was surprised that in a short time, he was able to give an excellent examination. Thereafter, in that same year, Maulana came back to Nizamuddin, spent a few days, then spent a few days in Saharanpur in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh. During that stay, Maulana Yusuf Tutla, Damat Barkatum, introduced Maulana to the Akabirin of Saharanpur and Nizamuddin. After Ramadan, Maulana went back and continued his studies for the remaining 5 years. During these 5 years, Maulana completed his Alim course in the year 1976. The Khatmul Bukhari of Hazrat Maulana in Faisalabad was made by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Banori Rahmatullah Alayh. Why I am mentioning all this, Maulana, is to show what kind of akabirin khidmat Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Rahmatullah Alayh stayed in to become this kind of personality.